Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No.
The Uncensored podcast still out there. Download that if you haven't heard it yet. Dr. Mina joined us today. She was fun. Patronize the advertiser here on the radio stations or on the stream. Advertising is the reason the show is free. And the reason it even exists, for that matter. Craig's in the house.
Yeah.
By the way, I got an email. You know, Andrew Johnson was a president. Dumbass. Guy called us dumbasses.
Yeah, he was the vice president of Abraham Lincoln. Yeah.
And then what happened after Lincoln got shot?
What happened to Lincoln?
Yeah.
He had to vacate the office.
Yep. Oh, spoiler alert.
And what happens when the president has to vacate the office?
The vice president. Then takes over the office.
And who was the Lincoln's vice president?
It was Andrew Johnson.
Oh, so he would have been president.
Yeah.
Andrew Johnson was not a president, dumbasses. Try Jackson, boys.
Both were presidents.
Yeah, Lincoln had to leave because there were vampires to hunt.
Who's the stupid guy? Who's the stupid guy now, Nick?
Well, we all are.
Not you, but, Nick. Yeah. That wasn't sent by Nick. Our Nick. It was sent by another Nick.
Yeah. As far as you know.
See, in instances like that, I think Nick should be obligated to reveal his education.
Right. Or just, why so angry,
right,
Nick?
Or lack of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have a second to Google that yourself?
He knew it.
We took a minute.
Yeah. He's mad about something else.
Craig knew it. Craig knew it off the top of his head.
I'm not being a smart ass with you, Nick. I just, everybody is always mad about something else when it's a hate email. It's always about something else. Is ever mad about the thing. Yeah. You know what he is? He's probably a Husker fan, unlike a douchebag Husker fan like you, man.
Well, don't clap around him.
Right, don't.
He'll throw him off all day.
He'll jump. All
right. Yeah, he gets a little twitchy if there's any noise. We need to play football in complete silence.
Yeah, everybody shut up. We're trying to snap the ball over here.
December.
In the future, please treat a snap like a 4-foot putt.
Right.
No. Everybody.
No.
Well, they should have ushers at Memorial Stadium holding up quiet please signs on the opposing sidelines so they don't make any noise.
This was in Kinnick Stadium there in Iowa.
Oh, it was,
they
wasn't it?
They cheated over there in
That's
Iowa.
Why.
They cheated.
It's fine. It's not like there would have been any noise if there was a
they
crowd there.
Let the players make noise.
Right. Nick hasn't got back to us yet.
Hadn't said, oh, sorry, I'm wrong.
Well, I didn't care if he said we were wrong, but he threw in the word dumbasses. Like we were really wrong. And no, we were really right.
Well, I'd like to see him just say, hey, oh, I'm sorry. Guess I got my information mixed up. Because nobody can say that anymore.
No.
How often do you see on social media, oh, something I posted the other day, that was wrong. Nobody says that. Nobody admits to that anymore.
No.
They don't.
What some people will do is just take it down.
Yes.
Without admitting anything. Right. Oh, well, right. I'll just take that down. I just didn't say that.
Right. Dumbasses.
And that won't stop them from posting other stupid stuff.
No.
No, but at least from time to time, we'll admit when we make a factual error.
And we do.
You should spend half the show on that. Half the show spewing stuff and half the show correcting it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, as long as you can admit your mistake.
And it's usually spewing something that's really, didn't really matter.
But you're right. It's never about the subject at hand.
It's never.
It's something underlying.
Especially when it's dumbasses.
I'm sorry, that was a butt plug, not an anal beat.
Dumbasses.
Let's clarify.
That stuck to the tape. You hear what Nick said? Okay.
Yeah. I heard that.
I'd like that. No, it's pretty clear. Yeah.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This December is National Drunk and Drugged Driving Prevention Month.
Oh, I thought it was going to be fun at the beginning of it.
Should I? Drunk and drugged up? Cool. Prevention.
Prevention yeah. Month.
I thought you got to get drunk and drugged up and drive on like a parking lot. Just spin donuts in a parking lot where you're probably not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, you're going to hurt yourself.
Or go to one of them like winter driving schools that they have set up on an icy lake.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
Yeah, that looks fun.
It does. Out of Signal Mountain, Tennessee, police officer drove by fire station number 2. They're in Signal Mountain. Saw a woman inside the fire station's lobby and a man standing just outside. In the parking lot, he saw a black Dodge pickup truck with an Alabama license plate. Keep in mind, we're in Tennessee. Saw the black pickup truck with an Alabama license plate he didn't recognize. The officer looked into a window in the training room at the fire station and saw two people engaged in a sex act.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So the officer entered the building.
Hang on.
Now
here.
It's a threesome.
Alabama's going down!
Kind of.
Yeah.
So the officer entered the building and saw a man running toward an exit while zipping up his pants.
Yeah.
He yelled at the man to stop and ended up apprehending him outside. Once the man, who was from Alabama, was in custody, he told police that the woman that he was with was actually a man. And that man is actually a firefighter that
Alabama's
had led him into the
down!
Building.
Oh, a little Brokeback Fire Company.
Then the Alabama man told the police that the firefighter was hiding in a restroom in the training room.
Narc.
And showed them text conversations with the firefighter.
Were they doing wrong, by the way? Why are you even busting these guys? I mean, he looked in a window and saw two guys having sex. So what?
Well, a man and a woman is what
he said
thought.
It was two dudes. But either way, why are you busting it? They're inside. They're not showing anybody, and they're in a private business and having sex. I'm just asking why the cop busted it.
Yeah, I wondered that same thing.
Yeah.
But, well, it is public property, and you probably can't have sex on public property.
Yeah, I know, but you're still inside.
You still can't have sex on public property.
I think he knew it was a dude, and he goes, hey, I'm going
to bust he didn't.
In there.
Yeah. Sounded like he wanted a piece of the action.
That's what I thought.
He sounds a little jealous.
Yes.
The text showed that the firefighter had been trying to convince the Alabama man for about a week to travel to the fire station for the sexual encounter. The officer looked for the firefighter inside the restroom and surrounding rooms, was not able to find him. Then a firefighter who'd been in the area began helping in the search for the suspect. That firefighter later turned out to be the suspect himself. He also had what appeared to be lip gloss on his lower lip.
Whatever.
Because he had dressed up as a woman.
All right.
That's the woman that the cop saw.
Got it.
Where else was the firefighter?
Where else was the lip gloss?
Yeah, we know.
Give you three
was.
Guesses.
The firefighter admitted to being with the other man, but denied any sexual act. The firefighter resigned a few days later.
Oh man, I don't know, man. Just let people have private time. I don't care.
But you're probably going to take a lot of crap around the firehouse.
That's what I mean.
Forever,
dude.
Dudes. Yeah, I'm not going to.
You're dressing as a woman.
I'm not going to report you guys. But come on.
Drop your pants. Let's check for lip gloss.
Well, if you...
I love when somebody says that.
I love that he joined in the search for himself.
I know.
Well, that's what you do.
That's brilliant.
That's that
we'll
throws
find
them
him.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with my lip gloss on.
Alabama man that went to Tennessee, or was this vice versa?
Yeah.
Signal Mountain, Tennessee is where they were.
Okay. Alabama's going down!
That's what he yelled to. That's where the cop heard.
That guy was left hanging.
Right. Yeah, did anybody finish besides the cop? I'm guessing he liked this. You know, how about a warning? You know, give people a break. He obviously knew it was gay. He obviously had that at one point it was gay sex. He thought, yeah, this is a fireman in Tennessee. I don't want to blow this guy's life up, you know.
Don't want to what?
Blow this guy's life up.
So
drop your pants, look for lipstick.
Okay, but if the cop goes in there and then someone is running away, if you are running away from a cop,
even snagging,
the cop has to figure that you are doing something that you're not supposed to be doing.
But once he finds out you're just having butt sex, what's the big deal?
Well, what were they charged with?
Butt sex. Oh, it's your story.
Yeah, what was the charge?
It's illegal?
There's no, no, there was no.
I know.
There's nothing here. There's no charges here.
I thought you said it was public property, so you can't have sex on public property, right?
Well, there's no charge. No, that's just what I'm figuring. Tyler's throwing way too much stuff in here, much more than is in the store.
I like to throw some stuff around, you know me.
Yeah.
He does. He always complicates the guy on guy. Encounter.
Yeah, he was wondering why the cop actually looked into.
I think you're
with one guy trying to get in and some woman on the inside, and he probably knows there's no women at the fire station.
Okay. This has nothing to do with that story, except a cop can be a good guy once in a while or a good woman and say, "Ah, no big deal."
What do you think the cop did here?
What happened?
Smack him on the ass.
I've given you the information I have. I've given you all the information that I have, so tell me what the cop did.
Well, why is it a story?
Let me smack you both on the ass and be on your way.
It's a story because it's fun.
Oh, no.
We're doing these because they're fun stories, and it's not COVID, and it's not the other stuff.
I'm not hammering the story. I like the story. I'm talking about why is it public knowledge? Somebody
because he had to resign.
Somebody had to report it.
Yeah, the firefighter in the small town had to resign.
Got it.
Because he was dressed as a woman at the firehouse.
Exactly.
That dude's going to have to move.
Once again, you blew that guy's life up.
Amongst other things.
Right.
Yeah, he may have to move to another region of the country.
Blue. Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Hang on. We got the guy we were discussing early in the show. Can we say your name?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Justin is the guy who's involved with the bisexual woman.
Can we get this right, Justin? I didn't get a chance to read the email. Those guys said it's pretty long, but you're basically getting it down to you know a woman, you're dating a woman who's bisexual. You like her a lot. You want to make it monogamous, but she still wants to have sex with women.
Because she'd be...
Somewhat.
Well, yeah. What's different? Go ahead.
I'm not really looking for a monogamous relationship, neither is she. We were just talking about it.
Got it.
Because if we went down that route, we were just talking about what would happen, and I don't know, just threw it out there.
And you're right. If you start liking each other,
you consider her monogamy material.
Yeah, and she does me as well. Like we even talked about it. Like if you went out and did another girl, then I'd be able to do that as well. And she's like, well, sex is just sex.
You're muffling here, man.
I don't think I can handle you kicking somebody else right in front of me. I was like, well,
stop.
I don't know.
Stay
I don't know what to do here, girl.
Don't move around. Stay right where your head's at
right
now.
Right there.
Okay.
Speaking to that part of the phone.
Yeah. Do not move your head around at all. You were muffling there a little bit. So basically, if you decide to go down the road of monogamy, you want her to be monogamous with you. And having sex with somebody else, no matter if it's a male or a woman, it's not monogamy.
By definition, yes.
Okay. So we're on your side here. I hope you think you heard that probably.
But let your freak flag fly, you know?
Yeah, but I know, I don't care what she's into, but if you want to have a relationship with a woman and it be just you and her having sex with other women without you around is cheating.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, well, you're right. Yeah.
Have you discussed this with your friends, or are they like, dude, she might have a threesome with you?
Yeah, somewhat, but like, it's...
we lost you there.
Yeah, we lost you there. Yeah.
Sorry, fellas. I live out in the country.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. All right. Where's it going from here? You obviously not gonna. It's obviously not gonna go down the road of monogamy if she's not gonna. Where's the doo-doo-doo-doo guys?
I didn't want to interrupt him.
There's too many of them. You're right.
Yeah. There's too many.
There's too many doo-doo-doo-doos. Okay. So you're not going to go down that route, right? Because she doesn't want to give up the pie, basically, right?
Right. Well, I don't know. It would seem so.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know, from the email, that's where she's at right now. She says she doesn't want to give up half of her sexuality.
Right. Right.
Even
well,
for
you could be like that. You could be like that fireman. Be like that fireman. Put some lip gloss on. Put something on pretty. You could be her woman fetish.
I do have long hair.
I live in the country. We're losing you, bud. Your signal really sucks. But, yeah, if you decide to go down that route, let us know how it works out, okay?
All right, fellas.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
All right, appreciate the call.
All right.
Yeah, threesome's the first thought there.
Everybody's thought was that.
Yeah, but he sounds a little more mature than us.
Yeah.
Not hard.
Right. Yeah. So, he's thinking a seventh grade level.
Yeah. I dated a girl that ended up being a gay. But I didn't know at the time that she had tendencies. I wish I'd have known then. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she decided until she met you.
Yeah. Not for that.
No, she had the best. I can't find a guy that takes care of me like that anymore. That stuck to the tape, didn't it? All
right. Or was it more of a situation where, like, when you eat one food and then you get sick after having that food, you never have it again?
No idea. Mm-hmm. I think
Tyler's closer to the truth.
Yeah.
He's had the best.
She's had
the best.
Thank you, Todd.
That gender can offer. And maybe that's not quite enough, so I got to go somewhere else.
That's why I would call Todd. That's why he's there for me. Bone a friend.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't want somebody who's just going to tell you what you want to hear. You want the right answer.
Todd knew her. She's a great girl. We had a good time. We just didn't last.
And she'd obviously been to the mountaintop.
Thank you.
And that wasn't good enough.
I've been to the mountaintop.
We got
to
go another direction here.
I'm questioning the legitimacy of that answer.
Todd seconds it. Todd was there. He knew the girl.
Yeah.
He knew I was the best.
Could the threesome for this guy be a compromise? If she doesn't want to give up the pie and they want to be monogamous, he could just be there and she could still
That would be the compromise.
Yeah,
if you're allowed
email,
to have side action as long as I have side action.
He didn't sound interested at all in a threesome.
Well, he might be jealous because he loves this woman who wants her to be monogamous.
Do, 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 do.
Ugh. Yeah, he said monogamy way too many times to keep up.
Yeah, I know. We just stepped on him too much. I get it, but it just I felt so weird saying it without do-do-do-do. I couldn't keep saying it.
Yeah. It did. I've noticed, like, listening to, I don't know, like, interviews or what anything with TV, how much the word phenomenon comes up.
Oh, phenomenon. Can do.
Yeah, I was watching something just last night sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't play as well at home.
No, but I've done it before where I've gone, my wife goes, what? I go, nothing. I just say nothing. I'm not going to get into it.
My wife knows the bit, and she still doesn't laugh.
Right.
Wives are always like that with ongoing bits.
I know.
Like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That joke again? You got three jokes, dude.
They don't see the beauty of a running bit.
Right.
I think we're supposed to just say it once and get it out of our system.
Today is World AIDS Day. The World Health Organization notes that while substantial progress in treating the HIV and AIDS has been made since the 1990s, it remains a major health issue around the globe, and the COVID is not helping. As many as 12 million people worldwide are living with the HIV and not getting treatment.
That sucks.
Yeah.
People can live with the HIV.
It's available now.
All right.
I don't know how cost prohibitive it is, but it's out there.
I'm sure if you have insurance, it might be better, but who knows?
The NFL scheduling a triple header for the day after Christmas.
Which would be a Saturday. Right? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be the Buccaneers and Lions.
All right.
Mm.
And then the 49ers and Cardinals.
Mm.
And then the Dolphins and the Raiders.
Okay. Mm. Well, it's football on a Saturday, so.
Yeah, there's two games that previous Saturday. So there's two Saturdays in a row we're going to have NFL games. The Saturday before and the Saturday after Christmas, we get two the first Saturday and three the second.
When are the scheduled so-called college playoffs? Is that still the weekend of is it January 31st? I mean, December 31st?
Or is that up in the air?
Or is it like a week after that?
No, they're wrapping everything up by a specific date in December. so that they can start that other stuff at a particular date.
It's the same dates. What are the semifinal games? All it takes is one COVID to blow those things up, too, for that matter.
Yeah.
Oh, I think if they get into a playoff situation, if they even get that far, they've got to go in a bubble then.
Well, it's just
those games.
It's
you've got a month for four teams.
Yeah. Remember how they stretched that out?
Yeah, it's completely unnecessary.
I mean, the two teams play one weekend, and then they wait 2 weeks after that to play the damn final.
Yeah, the semifinals will take place on January 1st, the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. And then the championship is Monday, January 11th.
See, once again, they're waiting 2 weeks.
Yeah. In Miami.
Right. They should put them all in a bubble, play two games on Saturday, and the championship game should be Monday. Like college basketball.
Yeah.
Just knock it out.
There you go.
Yeah, I think they always get it because the weekend after they do those is the start of the NFL playoffs, and the NFL plays Saturday and Sunday. So they got to just move out of the way.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download the podcast. Now available on Spotify. Wherever you get your podcasts, it's available. Thank you for listening. Wear a mask. Can line Tuesday all day. See you tomorrow, dumbasses.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.